Chapter 3. Globalization and Multiculturalism in Medical Education and Therapeutic Teams. Olha Fedortsev, Emilia Burbella, Volodymyr Jivak, Ivan Horbachevsky, Ternopil National Medical University of the Ministry of Health of Ukraine. Elimination of inequalities in healthcare, both within and across borders between countries, is a basic principle of medical professionalism. Medical Professionalism in the New Millennium, a Medical Charter. The American Board of Internal Medicine, the American College of Physicians, the American Society of Internal Medicine, the European Federation of Internal Medicine, and the Canadian Medical Association, 2002. Subchapter 1. Introduction. Globalization is changing health and healthcare. Increasing global migration and forced displacement due to wars, conflicts, crises, natural disasters increase the risks of spreading various diseases and highlights the interconnections in health and medicine between continents. Globalization in education leads to the expansion of academic mobility, unification of curricula and teaching methods, rapid development of distance learning, use of new forms in education, which contributes to the integration of medical science into a scientific global space. As Knight notes, the landscape of internationalization has changed significantly in recent years, presenting both positive and negative implications for higher education institutions around the world. This evolution is part of a broader shift towards globalization, in which institutions are increasingly focused on preparing students for an interconnected world. In recent years, there has been a significant increase in the demand for training in global health and multiculturalism among medical and health science students. Changes in the medical professions and beyond require the expansion of global health training for students to enable them to fulfill their professional and societal responsibilities more effectively. For universities, internationalization involves adopting a more welcoming attitude, creating increased opportunities for international students and faculty, introducing various initiatives, promoting of international partnerships and exchange programs, offering opportunities to learn languages and cultures, and fostering diversity and inclusiveness within university life. Cultural diversity is the existence of diverse cultural or ethnic groups in a society. In other words, this phenomenon refers to a population where numerous differences between cultures are represented. Types of diversity in the workplace include, among others, race, ethnicity, age, ability, language, nationality, socioeconomic status, gender, religion, or sexual orientation. Given the political and world history, it is important to understand what cultural diversity means in the workplace and in the team, especially if the goal of the team is to protect human life and health. Culture is something that shapes a person, influences their behavior, beliefs, and defines their identity. Cultural diversity in the workplace is the inclusion of employees of different backgrounds, races, genders, sexual orientations, and political views. The term cultural diversity encourages an environment of inclusion in which people of different cultures and backgrounds come together to work as a team. Aims. Through this chapter, students will enhance their attitudes, knowledge, and skills in exploring globalization. Analyze how globalization influences healthcare practices and policies across different cultural contexts, focusing on concepts such as ethnocentrism, acculturation, assimilation, and integration. Defining key concepts. Clarify terms like globalization, ethnocentrism, acculturation, assimilation, and integration. Identifying multiculturalism. Recognize the importance of multiculturalism in fostering inclusive medical education and effective therapeutic teams. Emphasizing diversity. Highlight the significance of diverse perspectives in enhancing patient care and improving outcomes within healthcare settings. Learning outcomes. By the end of this chapter, readers will be able to describe how globalization affects health systems and practices in different cultural settings. Define key terms. Define multiculturalism and its importance for creating an inclusive medical education environment. Globalization, cosmopolitanism, ethnocentrism, acculturation, multiculturalism policy in the workplace. Identify multiculturalism. Understand how an awareness of diverse cultural backgrounds improves teamwork and collaboration in healthcare settings. illustrate the role of diverse perspectives in improving patient care and outcomes in clinical practice. Discuss the benefits of cultural competence and global health education in shaping the future behavior and competence of healthcare professionals. Relevant definitions and terms. Globalization. Globalization in healthcare refers to the increasing interconnectedness of health systems, practices, and policies across the world. This includes the exchange of medical knowledge, technology, and resources, as well as the movement of healthcare professionals and patients across borders. Understanding globalization is essential for medical and health science students as it impacts public health, access to medical care, and the spread of diseases. Cosmopolitanism. Cosmopolitanism, in a medical context, emphasizes the importance of treating all patients with respect and dignity, recognizing their diverse backgrounds and cultural identities. Medical professionals should adopt a cosmopolitan approach to healthcare, which involves being open to different health beliefs and practices and understanding that cultural competence is vital for effective patient care and treatment outcomes. Ethnocentrism. Ethnocentrism refers to the practice of evaluating other cultures using the standards of one's own culture, which can lead to biases in healthcare delivery. For medical and health science students, understanding ethnocentrism is crucial for recognizing potential prejudices that may affect patient interactions, adherence to treatment, and overall health outcomes. It underscores the importance of cultural humility and respect in medical practice. Acculturation. Acculturation in healthcare refers to how patients from different cultural backgrounds adapt to new healthcare systems and practices. Students should be aware of this process, as it can influence patient behaviors, beliefs about illness, and attitudes toward treatment. Understanding a patient's acculturation experience can help healthcare providers offer more personalized and effective care. Multiculturalism. Policy in the workplace. Multiculturalism policy in the healthcare workplace involves creating an inclusive environment that values diversity among healthcare providers and patients. For medical students, understanding these policies is important for fostering collaboration and communication in diverse teams, enhancing patient-centered care, and addressing health disparities among various cultural groups. Multiculturalism. Multiculturalism in healthcare recognizes and values the presence of diverse cultural groups within the patient population. For students, embracing multiculturalism means being aware of cultural variations in health beliefs, practices, and preferences. This perspective is crucial for providing competent care that respects individual needs and improves health outcomes in a diverse society. Subchapter 2: What the research says. Subchapter 2.1: Globalization. The concept of global literacy includes critical thinking about global issues, cultural sensitivity, cooperative behavior, and intercultural respect. Global literacy includes four main dimensions. 1. Awareness of diverse cultures. 2. Adoption of global citizenship. 3. Recognition of the interconnectedness of nations. 4. Confidence in using new skills to succeed in the global village. The global village is a sociological and philosophical term that refers to the fact that modern humanity lives in close interaction thanks to technological advances that reduce geographical and cultural barriers. The concept emphasizes how globalization and communication technologies create a sense of community among people from different parts of the world. Two main foundations are important for defining a global citizen: cosmopolitanism, as an acceptance and understanding of the culture of others; ethnocentrism, as a basis for preserving one's own ethnic and cultural identity. Cosmopolitanism refers to the ideology that all human beings, regardless of their national, ethnic, or cultural affiliations, belong to a single global community. It advocates for the idea that individuals have moral obligations to others beyond their local or national ties, emphasizing universal values and mutual respect among diverse cultures. For official documentation, organizations such as the United Nations often promote principles aligned with cosmopolitanism, particularly in relation to human rights, global cooperation, and sustainable development. In documents connected to global citizenship education, for instance, cosmopolitanism is portrayed as fostering a sense of belonging to a larger human family and promoting the idea of interconnectedness among people worldwide. Contemporary medical and health science students face the challenge of understanding and recognizing the complexity and uniqueness of individuals' experiences. This is the basis of the concept of cosmopolitanism, which, together with humanism, concern for others, the need for intercultural appreciation and sensitivity, should be integral features of professions that are closely related to the care and treatment of people. Subchapter 2.2. Globalization in medical education. Globalization in education is leading to increased academic mobility, unification of curricula and teaching methods, rapid development of distance learning. Understanding of the need to use new forms of education is growing. Exchange programs for students are well known. Erasmus, DAAD, Global UGrad. Every year, more and more students are willing to use these opportunities. This is facilitated by mutual recognition of diplomas, the formation of a network European university, obtaining a second higher education, the creation of a European Center for Education Development, and unlimited state borders of the higher education institution. Flexibility, adaptability, modularity, cost-effectiveness, consumer orientation, and reliance on advanced communication and information technologies are becoming characteristic features of the modern educational process. This has created the conditions for the development of the global educational space, acculturation, export and import of education, and the unification of the world's intellectual, creative, information, scientific, and pedagogical potentials. Although medicine is inextricably linked to the phenomenon of globalization, very few medical and health science students have experience in global health and sufficient knowledge of cultural studies. This is often due to high costs, lack of motivation, and interest of teachers. It can also be linked to curricula that either do not include these components or require students to develop their own capabilities. To communicate between students, as well as teachers and healthcare professionals, there are various platforms, chats, groups, where interesting clinical cases, tasks, or tests are discussed, peculiarities of care depending on the circumstances, opportunities for international internships, involvement in grant programs, etc. It's worth trying to join them. The modern world is intensively globalizing, and the deepening of intercultural communications contributes to the transformation of worldviews and generates innovative searches in each culture. The interaction of cultures generates the need to rethink the importance of intercultural contacts and one's own cultural identity, which is based on the idea of intercultural tolerance, adequate perception of cultural differences, which are, in such circumstances, necessary prerequisites for effective relations between cultures and mutual understanding between their speakers. Subchapter 2.3. Ethnocentrism. According to Dutton et al., there are two types of ethnocentrism, positive and negative. Positive ethnocentrism refers to pride in one's ethnic group or nation and a willingness to sacrifice for it, while negative ethnocentrism implies unreasonable prejudice and hostility towards other ethnic groups. Ethnocentrism, Greek, ethnos, group, tribe, people, Latin, centrum, focus, center, is the ability of individuals, social groups, and communities to perceive and evaluate life phenomena through the prism of traditions and values of their own ethnic community, which acts as a certain general standard or optimum. While some degree of ethnocentrism is widespread, it can vary across racial and ethnic groups. Also, the intensity, or even polarity, of ethnocentrism can fluctuate and change, depending on the surrounding circumstances, changes in social circle, or other factors. For example, studies by Turkish researchers analyzed the level of ethnocentrism and xenophobia among nurses who worked with refugees, as their number has increased dramatically in Turkey over the past few years. It was found that the level of ethnocentrism was below average and xenophobia was above average, and there was a direct proportional relationship. As the level of ethnocentrism increased, so did the level of xenophobia. This study demonstrates current trends and problems in the provision of healthcare services in certain societies. A study conducted by Japanese researchers showed that people with a higher level of ethnocentrism do not always reject other cultures, have limited global literacy, or have no desire to be global citizens. In contrast, pride and identification with Japanese culture and values are positively related to global literacy. According to social identity theory, Ethnocentrism is in most cases seen primarily as an in-group positivity, independent of external groups, which means that ethnic identity should not simply be seen as a rejection of foreign groups or foreign cultures. War pushes for changes and adaptations, and vice versa. Changes in society affect the war. War is a kind of elixir for society, which makes it stronger and manifests it noble parties. Macmillan, M. War, How Conflict Shaped Us. New York, Random House. Ethnic identity becomes even more pronounced in times of conflict. Using data from 36 African countries, examine the relationship between ethnic conflict and various indicators of social cohesion and found a positive correlation. This finding is understood to be the result of the ethnocentric dynamics generated by the conflict. War increases ethnic identification and pro-social behavior. Similar conclusions have also been reached by Ukrainian historians analyzing the wars that took place on the territory of Ukraine. The war qualitatively accelerated the processes of national self-discovery. It prompted a clear choice of friend or foe. The result was a deepening of national self-reflection. The war became a means of rethinking, finding, and constructing one's own identity. Despite the fact that ethnocentrism is often seen as an obstacle to interethnic and intercultural interaction, it serves to maintain and preserve ethnic self, identity, integrity, and specificity. Subchapter 3. Multiculturalism and Diversity in Therapeutic Teams. Of all forms of inequality, health injustice is the most shocking and inhumane. Dr. Martin Luther King. Cultural diversity plays a key role in teams, bringing equality and a wealth of diverse perspectives. Numerous studies conducted in highly developed countries emphasize its positive impact and the importance of inclusivity for business and economic success. Types of workplace diversity: gender, race and ethnicity, transgender community, age, employees with disabilities, mental health, neurodiversity, thinking style. A multicultural team is a team whose members come from different countries, different ethnicities and cultures, and speak different languages. Each member of such a team should demonstrate cultural sensitivity. It is also important to show respect for diversity and take into account different cultural customs and requirements. Cultural diversity in the workplace allows for teams that bring together different perspectives and talents, increasing innovation and contributing to higher efficiency and productivity. Companies with leadership teams in the top 25% of racial and ethnic diversity have been shown to be 33% more likely to outperform their peers in terms of profitability. Multiculturalism in the workplace brings numerous benefits, such as increased creativity, better teamwork, and increased productivity. Examples of companies that have successfully implemented multicultural policies include Google. A company that actively supports cultural diversity through training and development programs aimed at attracting employees from different cultures. Microsoft is a company that provides training in intercultural competence and creates an inclusive work environment where different cultural values are respected. A diverse team means more innovation, more informed decisions, and better results, which adds value to all stakeholders. An inclusive culture means listening to all employees and respecting their work. It also helps to maintain a satisfactory work environment that ensures personal and professional success. A multicultural workplace should focus on bringing together culturally diverse needs that are directly related to work, as well as broader opportunities and habits. Consideration should be given to the nutritional and food quality of canteens for employees of different cultures, and the need for a prayer or meditation room in accordance with cultural needs. Cultural diversity helps to develop and maximize skills and talents. The diversity of ideas and experiences allows you to learn from colleagues of other cultures, increase your problem-solving ability, and increase productivity. In an environment where all voices are heard, this spirit of innovation and encouragement to contribute contributes to workplace success. Cultural diversity increases the creativity of the workforce. By listening to the opinions and ways of thinking of each employee, a company or team will have different ways of solving its tasks. In a collective, a team that actively encourages diversity in the workplace, more perspectives are discussed and more solutions are offered, which can encourage people to work at their best. Training in cultural competence and humility can be very important in overcoming cultural problems in a team. This is a good way to allow team members to get to know each other and learn about different cultural beliefs and practices. This training should cover the following issues: how to minimize cultural barriers, how to avoid stereotypes and prejudices, how to value the culture of your own and others, how to improve your social skills, how to become a better listener, how to focus on commonalities rather than differences. This training should be relevant to the needs of the team, teaching them to understand people's behavior and reactions in the work environment, especially when there are clear differences. Multiculturalism policy in the workplace. A diversity, equality, inclusion, and belonging policy should be thoughtful and focused on promoting an inclusive culture, which should be included in what is known as a code of conduct, which outlines ethical standards and expectations for all employees, faculty, students, etc., to ensure integrity and compliance. A multiculturalism policy is about creating an environment where all team members have a strong sense of belonging, including race, creed, color, religion, gender, age, ancestry, marital status, nationality, sexual orientation, gender identity, ethnicity, genetics, disability, impairment, veteran status, or any other status protected by regulation or law, applying standards of equal treatment in decisions about employment, training, compensation, etc. It is the creation of a work environment where everyone is treated with dignity. Such an environment is free from violence or harassment, intimidation, including verbal or physical threats, and any other acts of aggression or violence. It is the creation of a safe, hygienic, and healthy working environment for the safety and health of all employees or team members. Each person to whom this policy applies is responsible for compliance with the provisions of this policy. Final reflection. Relevance to Cultural Competence and the Empower Model by Małgorzata Szkup. The chapter, Globalization and Multiculturalism in Medical Education and Therapeutic Teams, offers a comprehensive exploration of how global changes influence cultural diversity, healthcare delivery, and professional collaboration, perfectly aligning with the philosophy and objectives of the Empower Model. By addressing core themes such as acculturation, ethnocentrism, global literacy, and inclusive team dynamics, the chapter reinforces key pillars of Empower: effectiveness, multiculturalism, professionalism, wellness, and education resources. The discussion on globalization and academic mobility highlights how international exposure fosters reflective cultural competencies, one of the central goals of the Empower Model. It encourages future healthcare professionals to actively engage with intercultural contexts and adapt their clinical approaches accordingly. This supports the Empower emphasis on self-directed learning and the development of humility and awareness through transformative educational experiences. Furthermore, the chapter strongly promotes the concept of cosmopolitanism, which aligns with Empower's core value of cultural humility. Acknowledging the complexity of cultural identity and the need for ongoing reflection and mutual learning between healthcare professionals and diverse patient populations. The section on diversity in therapeutic teams ties directly to Empower's focus on well-being and collaborative professional environments. It demonstrates how multicultural teams foster innovation, inclusiveness, and effectiveness, mirroring Empower's belief that personal and collective wellness is foundational to high-quality healthcare education and practice. Finally, the chapter calls for training in cultural competence and humility, providing practical recommendations on how to minimize bias, appreciate cultural differences, and support inclusive communication, core principles of Empower's educational strategy. This reflects the model's commitment to equipping learners with the resources and support needed to transform theoretical understanding into effective, empathetic, and equitable practice. In summary, this chapter embodies the Empower Model in action, bridging global challenges with local practice, nurturing reflective professionals, and advocating for culturally responsive healthcare education.